We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Chef Plum is so mad at me because I bought the wrong stuff at the grocery store.
That's not the word. I'm not mad. It's my fault. I should have paid closer attention and assumed nothing.
Okay. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Chef Plum is in for Raven today. And he said, oh, on the show Monday, we can make my famous salsa. Now, I've had it many, many times. And it's delicious and it's super easy to make. I've never actually made it myself. I've always just eaten it.
Sure.
So I said, give me the recipe. I'll go buy the stuff at the grocery store this weekend so you don't have to make a trip. He said, okay, let me read you what the instructions are. Okay. Number one, box of diced tomato. So I bought, you know, like when you go to the chopped area?
Like in the produce section where they have the pre-prepped, like, cut vegetables.
Yes, I bought diced tomatoes, and he looked at me like I had grown a second head. What did I do wrong?
It's a box, like a box of tomatoes. Like
what
a
the
box,
heck is
or
a box
can,
of tomatoes?
Or a can of tomatoes.
You should have written can of diced tomatoes.
Well, I don't buy them in a can, I buy them in a box.
All right, well, we have fresh diced tomatoes, but if you're making this at home, you should do it in whatever box he's talking about.
Well, the reason
why,
because it makes it easier, because everybody can, and we're trying to replicate that salsa from your favorite Mexican restaurant, you know.
Second thing that he says to buy for this recipe, which you should be making tonight, it's really good, is a lemon. But in parentheses, he explains, like one real lemon.
Okay.
You didn't think it was important for me to explain the tomatoes, but you said tell me to get a real lemon.
Because if I thought for sure you show up with a little can of lemon juice or something. And I'm like, no, we can't have that.
Okay. And then cilantro, which he had to explain to me what that was. And a shallot also had to explain to me. That's an onion.
That's
it's me not
chopping
a,
in the background,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. And salt. All right. So that's the things you need. You need a box of diced tomatoes, a lemon, like a real one, cilantro, shallot and salt. All right, so what are we doing here, Plum?
So I'm going to use a shallot. A shallot is actually also in the alum family. It's closer to a garlic than anything else, right? But I like shallots.
Yeah, it was next to the garlic. It wasn't
right.
With the onions.
It's a smaller onion, essentially, right? I like to use it because it's less pungent, so you won't have like weird oniony breath when you're like, you know, having lunch or something like that. It really is a much more toned down one, right?
Okay.
So I've got that and I diced it up. You want to, I can explain how to dice it up, but we're not going to explain the whole thing. But just dice the onion up, all right? Or the shallot up.
You can watch a YouTube video.
I'm taking my shallot like this. I'm going to put it in my bowl. Ready? That's dice shallot. I dice it small too, right? So you want to make sure the things are pretty uniform with it. The idea behind this salsa, the whole point with this was to recreate that salsa you get at your favorite Mexican restaurant. You know, they put that trough down in front of you and you eat four bowls of it before you even order a drink.
Yes.
And it's just delicious.
100%.
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to recreate.
Okay.
Right? In order to do that, most of these places get a great, you know, canned tomato because that's what they use. They got to make so much of it. And it works really, really well. So that's the whole idea.
So get the canned tomatoes. Don't get the fresh ones like I did.
But the fresh ones will work fine.
Okay.
So I'm going to open up a lemon, cut it in half, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take my tomatoes. I'm going to pour them into the bowl like this.
Yep. We're filming this all, and we're going to put it up on our Instagram at Anna and Raven right after, so you'll
That's
be
right.
able to see it.
I've got a little cilantro here. Cilantro is one of my favorite things to use. I think it adds a lot of flavor, particularly in the summertime. I don't mind the stems, but I use the top part of the stems, not the bottom part. The bottom part tend to be a little woody.
After you have leftover cilantro, how long does this stay good in the fridge?
I mean, that's a crazy question. I mean,
because I always like it's like 2 weeks later, and I don't know if it's still good or not.
Is it brown?
No.
Then it's good.
Oh. Good.
There you go.
Right, there we go. That's a good
tip. I don't mind the stems. The stems add a little bit of a crunch to it. And also, too, when you're using these, rough chop. It doesn't have to be this beautiful, like, perfect chop. So I've got this kind of rough chopped in here. It's about a handful.
Okay.
It's all on my half glove I have on. I'm going to put that in the bowl as well, like this.
We don't have extra large gloves, so you have
That's
a small
true.
Glove on his hand.
That's true. Now, we're going to take a little jalapeno, right?
Uh-huh.
Just a little bit, and we're going to just mince that up with our knife, okay? Or in our case here, because we don't have jalapenos, we have pepperoncinis. We'll use a little pepperoncinis to add a little bite to it. Jalapenos are your friend. Don't be afraid of them. You can take the seeds out, right? You can take the seeds out of them and make it easier, and they're delicious, and they won't be as spicy. Now I'm going to squeeze a little lemon juice into here, right? Just like this. There we go. And then we're going to add a bunch of salt. Tomatoes and salt are friends. You're going to use more salt than you think, so probably go about a tablespoon of salt.
That's a lot of salt!
Stop it. And we're going to mix it up.
People die, I think, from that much salt.
They don't die from salt like that.
All right. Come on. I'm willing to give it a try.
Here we go. Yeah. It's open. If you want to add a little hot sauce to it and make it a little spicier, you can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opening a bag of chips here. Here you go. Anna, are you ready?
I am ready.
Can you eat this? Is this okay
for
you?
Yeah, so this is actually Mexican. I have celiac. So Mexican is one of my favorites because it's a lot of it is gluten-free and I just get it without dairy.
All right, here all you right. go. Okay, I'm going to hand you the chips.
Give me a chip.
Hand you the bowl.
Tortilla chips are definitely my celiac friend.
It actually tastes better than I thought it was going to taste. That's great. But I use the canned tomatoes because, like I said, we're trying to recreate that whole thing. That whole, like, salsa you get at the Mexican restaurant. It's easy. It holds forever. And plus, it makes a great, fantastic base for any other types of sauces.
This is delicious.
Easy,
I have my mouth full. It's disgusting. Go to Anna and Raven on Instagram. Watch it. Make it tonight. Your family will love it.